Have you ever looked at a 30-seat turboprop and thought, what if we just pulled the turbines out and dropped in electric motors? That sounds like the kind of thing someone says at a bar, not the kind of thing that gets $700 million in backing from United Airlines, Mesa Air Group, and the Swedish government. But that is exactly what is happening right now in Gothenburg, Sweden. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Hardhard Aerospace is building what they call the ES-30, that is a 30-seat regional airliner powered primarily by electric motors with a reserve hybrid system on board. And before you roll your eyes and mentally file this under vaporware, let me tell you why this one is different from the pack. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the milestones that actually matter. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. Most of the electric aircraft you hear about fall into two categories. You've got the small trainers, two-seat airplanes doing pattern work on batteries, and you've got the eVTOL air taxis, the vertical takeoff machines trying to replace your Uber from the airport. Hart Aerospace is doing neither of those things. They are going after the regional airline mission. The 200 nautical mile hop, the routes that turboprops fly today between places like Minneapolis and Duluth, or Stockholm and Visby. The ES-30 is designed to carry 30 passengers in a conventional fixed-wing configuration. It has a high wing, a T-tail, and two electric motors driving propellers. On battery power alone, Hart says, the airplane will fly about 200 nautical miles. That covers a surprising number of existing regional routes. For longer missions, up to about 400 nautical miles, two small turbogenerators in the rear fuselage kick in. These are essentially compact jet engines that do nothing but spin generators to recharge the batteries in flight. So, the airplane is not purely electric. It is a series hybrid. Think of it like a diesel-electric locomotive. The turbines never touch the propellers, they just make electricity. Now, here's what most people miss about why this architecture matters. The problem with battery electric flight has always been energy density. Jet fuel carries roughly 43 times the energy per kilogram that the best lithium-ion batteries carry today. That ratio is brutal. It is the single biggest reason we do not have electric airliners. You would need so much battery weight that you could not carry passengers. Hart's answer is pragmatic. They sized the battery for the short missions where electric makes economic sense, and they added the turbogenerators as a range extender for everything else on those short hops. The airplane runs pure electric, zero emissions, dramatically lower fuel cost on longer routes. It still burns some fuel, but far less than a conventional turboprop, because the electric motors are more efficient and the turbogenerators run at a constant optimal speed instead of throttling up and down. The data tells an interesting story when you look at where regional airlines actually fly. In Scandinavia, where Hart is based, roughly 70% of regional routes are under 200 nautical miles. In the United States, the number is smaller but still significant. That means for a large percentage of flights, the ES-30 could operate entirely on battery power. Let's talk about the business case, because this is where it gets real. Regional aviation has been dying a slow death for 20 years. The economics of flying a 30-seat turboprop are brutal. Fuel costs are high per passenger. Crew costs are fixed regardless of airplane size. Maintenance on turbine engines is expensive. Airlines have been pulling out of small markets because the math simply does not work. Hart's pitch is that electric propulsion changes the math. Electric motors have a fraction of the moving parts of a turbine engine. Battery charging, especially if you're pulling from renewable grid power, costs less per kilowatt hour than jet fuel costs per equivalent energy unit. And the maintenance intervals on electric drivetrains are dramatically longer. Mesa Air Group, which operates regional flights for larger carriers in the United States, has ordered 200 ES-30 aircraft. That is not a letter of intent or a memorandum of understanding. That is a firm order with deposits. United Airlines has invested directly in the company. Air Canada has signed on. So has Scandinavian carrier Brathens Regional. Now, I promised you honest analysis, so let me give you the other side. The ES-30 does not exist yet as a flying airplane. Hart has built and flown a scaled demonstrator, but the full-size prototype has not taken to the air as of early 2026. The company is targeting type certification by 2028, with entry into service around 2029. If you have been following aviation startups for any length of time, you know that those timelines almost always slip. Certification of a new aircraft type is one of the hardest engineering challenges on the planet. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or ESA, has never certified a commercial electric airliner before. There are no established standards for battery safety at this scale in a passenger-carrying aircraft. Every one of those standards has to be written, tested, and validated essentially from scratch. Battery technology is another question mark. Heart is betting that battery energy density will continue to improve. The airplane's performance numbers assume battery packs that are better than what is commercially available today. If battery technology stalls, the range on pure electric shrinks and the economics shift. Heart has partnerships with battery suppliers, but there is a real technology risk baked into the timeline. Then there is the infrastructure question. Electric airplanes need charging infrastructure at every airport they serve. For the regional airports, the ES-30 is designed to use. That means installing high-power charging stations at places that sometimes struggle to maintain a working fuel pump. The grid capacity at small regional airports is often limited. You cannot just plug a 30-seat airliner into a wall outlet. You need megawatt-class charging systems, and you need them deployed across an entire route network before the airplane is useful. Heart is aware of all of this. Their chief executive, Anders Forslund, has been unusually transparent about the challenges. In interviews, he has consistently avoided the kind of breathless optimism you hear from some electric aviation startups. He talks about the airplane as a transition vehicle, not a revolution. The hybrid architecture is an explicit acknowledgement that batteries are not ready to do the whole job yet. The turbo generators are a bridge. Here is where I think this gets genuinely interesting for anyone who flies. If Heart delivers, the ES-30 does not just electrify existing routes. It could reopen routes that have been abandoned. Small communities that lost airline service because the economics of turboprops could not sustain it might get flights back. The operating cost reduction that electric propulsion promises could make 30-seat service viable in markets where it has not been for a decade, and the technology does not stop at 30 seats. Heart has talked publicly about scaling the architecture to larger airplanes, a 50-seat version. Eventually, maybe a regional jet-sized airplane with 100 seats. Each step depends on battery technology improving, but the hybrid architecture buys time. You do not need a miracle battery to make the first airplane work. You just need incremental improvement. For general aviation pilots, there is a downstream effect worth watching. The battery and motor technology that Heart is developing, along with companies like Magnix who supply electric propulsion systems, will eventually filter down to smaller aircraft. The certification work that EASA does on the ES-30 will establish precedents and standards that make it easier to certify the next electric airplane, and the one after that. I also want to point out something about where this company is based. Sweden runs its electrical grid on roughly 98% fossil-free power, mostly hydroelectric and nuclear. An electric airplane charged on the Swedish grid is about as close to zero-emission flight as you can get with current technology. The environmental argument for electric aviation is only as strong as the grid it charges from. In Sweden, that argument is very strong. In a country running on coal, less so. The competitive landscape matters too. Heart is not the only company chasing regional electric flight. Eviation, an Israeli company, is building the Alice, a 9-seat all-electric commuter. Embraer subsidiary Eve is working on eVTOL, but has also explored hybrid regional concepts. Airbus has the eFan X program, exploring hybrid electric propulsion for larger aircraft. But Heart is arguably the furthest along in the specific 30-seat regional segment, and they have the order book to prove there is market demand. So where does this leave us? I think the ES-30 represents the most realistic near-term path to meaningful electrification of commercial aviation. It is not trying to do everything at once. It is not promising a battery revolution. It is using the batteries we have, supplementing with conventional fuel when needed, and targeting the missions where electric makes sense today. That is pragmatic engineering, not wishful thinking. Will it hit 2029 for entry into service? I would bet on 2030 or 2031 if I had to put money on it. Certification always takes longer than anyone predicts. But the architecture is sound, the order book is real, and the engineering team has been methodical rather than flashy. If any electric airliner is going to carry paying passengers on a scheduled route in the next 5 years, this is the one I would watch. Sources for this one include Heart Aerospace's published specifications and order announcements, reporting from Aviation Week, and analysis from the International Council on Clean Transportation. You can find more from us at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. The future of regional flying might just hum instead of roar. We'll see. Clear Direct. Out.